We're up to Perek Yudalid, Perek Yudalid Pasuk. Perek Yudalid Pasuk of Gimel B'chol Etzev Yeh Moisar. And Pasuk of Gimel. And B'chol, you just close the door. Just close the door, right? Okay, Pasuk of Gimel B'chol Etzev Yeh Moisar Udvar Sivasayim Ach L'machsar. Etzev literally means sadness. However, in this context, Etzev does not mean sadness, it means toil, work, hard work. Because with hard work, a person's body, he becomes weary, tired. And it doesn't necessarily mean sad, but he means he's exhausted. With all exhaustion, yeah, my son, there is benefit. You work hard, there's no pain, no gain. With hard work comes a benefit, udvar sefasayim, and lips, words that come forth from the lips without thinking, you have to hear that idea into the pasuk, words of nonsense, ach lemachsar
will etzev here, it means pain.
Pain, right? That's what I said. But it means toil.
Like saying no pain, no gain.
No pain, no gain. Exactly where it comes from. Yeah. B'chol etzev yeh moisar udvar sefasayim ach l'machsar, words that come from the lips without any thought will lead to nothing, but ach means nothing other than vayishoer ach noach. There was no one left in the table, no one other than noach l'machsar will lead for lacking, meaning will lead to trouble. Let's see the Mesudas Pasuk of Gimel. B'chol etzev, b'chol davar itzavon v'amol, all matters of good morning, of sadness and toil. B'chol davar itzavon v'amol yigiyas hamalacha. What does this mean? Yigiyas hamalacha. So the Mesudas translates the word etzev here to mean toil, hard work. Yigiyas hamalacha, yiyaladam yisrin v'remach, will come to mean benefit and profit. Ma. Yisrun v'revach ma, some degree of profit. Aval, divar sefasayim ha'amol bo, hu ach l'machsar, a person that talks a lot will leads to nothing. L'machsar means to sudden lacking. Ki b'rov devarim lo yecht al pesha, the more you talk, the more likely you're going to slip and say something foolish and regret it. Rashi, b'chol etzev, b'chol yigia malacha yiyah revach, with all work comes profit, comes gain. Aval divrei hevel ach l'machsar, but words of nonsense lead to nothing but sin. Machsar means something lacking.
It's the opposite of gain is lacking,
is loss. It will lead to nothing but a loss. Okay, so that's the Pshuta Shel Mikra. The Pasuk really does not need any elaboration. It's simple as can be. There are some very nice midrashim. One midrash is a Gemara in Gemara Masechta Berachos on Daf Lamed Amid Beis. The Gemara, I'll read you the words of the Gemara word for word. Rabbi Yirmiyah Havi Yosef Kameid Rabbi Zer. Rabbi Yirmiyah was sent for a Mizera, and he saw that Chazid Havi Kabodach Tuva. Rabbi Zera was a joker. He had that in the Gemara all the time. Rabbi Zera, come, Rabbi.
Zera was not.
Was it the way around? It was Rabba.
Yirmiyah was the comedian.
Are you sure? Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
It was
very sad. Mori Nafshe. Okay, so we have Yirmiyah Havika Yos Kamed Rabbi Zera. Havi Yosh Lomer Zera. Chaz Yud Havika Bodach Tuva. He saw that. So who saw who? So maybe it means that Rabbi Yirmiyah was joking around. I'm not exactly sure.
I would say before the other.
Rabbi, right? Yirmiyah Havi Koyosiv Kameid Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Yirmiyah was sitting before Rabbi Zera.
They were Chaverim.
Chaziei, who saw who?
Probably the Rabbi saw the Talmud.
No, the Talmud saw the Rabbi.
Chazia, I mean, you saw Rabbi Zera, it seems. Chazia, Rabbi Yirmiyah saw Rabbi Zera to Havi Kabodach Tuva, he was in a very good mood. Amalei, why are you in such a good mood? Didn't you go to the morning call? Didn't you learn the Pasuk in Mishnah where it says, B'chol etzev, yihiyeh moisar. With all toil comes gain. Now, according to his words, he's translating the Pasuk entirely differently. Here in Ayav Sefer, the Da'as Sofer, it's called. So Divrei Chachamim, he explains Etzev means, it means constraint. It means all right, sadness. But that's not how we translate it until now. Until now, we translate it with pay. Amol Yegia. Okay, it literally means sadness. For example, we have a tefach otzev and a tefach soichakos. When you want to calculate a tefach, you can either put your fingers, you press them together, or you can let the fingers expand slightly. And when you an amma is four tefachim. But sometimes you have an amma that's a smaller amma, and there are sometimes Chazal referred to a larger amma. Amma that is a smaller amma is where the tefachim, the four tefachim, are made, are calculated using fingers that are pressed together, and it's called a tefach otzev. Otzev means constrained. Constrained means pressed, yeah. Confined.
With reference to Chavosh, right? Eloi Shoah, Mar,
you're pain. Pain. There it means literally pain. So what is pain? Pain means constraint. Tsar lima'ot. I have a lot of tsar. What does tsar mean? I'm narrow. I feel like I'm locked in. I'm locked in. You are constrained. So he says, why? When a person is happy, when you laugh, when you smile, your lips expand. There is revach. There is harvach. Wideness of the mind. Wideness of the body. Your body swells. So he said to him, why is it that, why are you smiling? Why are you in a state of happiness? You should be in a state of constraint. A state of discipline. Hold yourself back. And through that, when a person disciplines himself, yeah, my son, there will be benefit. That's how we interpret the pasuk. So why then are you laughing? So he said to him, I'm not upset. I'm not laughing. You're making a mistake. And here the Gemara concludes, Amalei, Ano Tfilin Minach. Ano Tfilin Minach Ano. I'm wearing tfilin, and the tfilin hold me back. So in other words, the tfilin, this subject to interpretation, what this means exactly, but he's saying that it may appear to you that I am out of control, but I'm not out of control. The fact that the tefillin are upon my head, and we have a halach and shulchan aruch, when the person wears tefillin, he is mechuyev not to be siach das from the tefillin, and the tefillin is the shem Hashem. It keeps the person in check. So although it appears that I am in a state of simcha, I'm not in a state of etzev. It's not so. The fact that I'm wearing tefillin is keeping me in control. It's restraining me, and I am within my rights. The gilu b'ra'ah, the person has to rejoice with trepidation, and this combination of tefillin with tefillin and being besimcha is the proper balance.
Look, the tefillin, the constraint, in bubbles, there's a minute that the bacharim wear tefillin.
On Chalamoid. Because they're not, yeah.
Was. The Rebbe saw years ago that they got veterans were schmoozing during
Chalamoid. Uh-huh.
During Chalamoid. They weren't wearing tefillin. He instituted, until the age of 18, you have to wear tefillin.
That way it will keep you in a different frame of mind. Puts you in a different, very, very smamish, the fulfillment of the Gemara. Very interesting. Okay, then there's some other short midrashim that ties into this week's parasha. The parasha says, "B'chol etzev yeh moisar," the benefit that Yosef Hatzadik, was not nichshol with eshes by tifar. He held himself back. Etzev again over here means constraints. He held himself back. Vayonas vayetze hachutza. For that he had benefit. What was the benefit? He was able to marry the daughter of Eshes Potifar. The daughter of Eshes Potifar was better than Eshes Potifar. So for the Etzev, the sadness of holding himself back and not being nichshol in with her, he merited to marry her daughter, which happened really to be the daughter of Dina and Shechem, according to Chazal. And then when he goes on to say, Udvar Sefasam Ach Lemachzar, when he was in the dungeon, after he held himself back, that's when these two psukim go together, they go, they're totally zebizeh. He held himself back, Vayonas Vayetze Hachutza, he suffered the immediate consequence of being thrown into the dungeon, the Beis his asirim, and then when the two butlers had dreams, he told the butler, the sar hamashkim, that when you will be, your case will be reviewed, uzichartani, remember me. And he repeated the word zichartani twice. And because he repeated the word twice, that was a lack of faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was too much hashtadlus for someone on his madrega, and he was punished, and he remained in jail for an additional 2 years. So the dvar sefosayim, the excess, the words of his lips that were for naf, that were too much, that were not necessary, ach lemachzar, that led to a loss. That led to Yosef suffering an additional 2 years in prison. And as we mentioned on Friday, that this also led to, it really played out in a much greater way, because what was that day? That day was when the Yom who led as Paro, according to the Chizkuni, it was day when Paro had a child. Paro's Bechor firstborn had a firstborn, and on that day, the Sar HaMashkim's case was reviewed, and it was decided that he would be reinstated, and he forgot to remember Yosef. And years later, many years later, when he became the new king, Vayakam Melech Chodesh Al Mitzrayim on the Friday, Vayakam Melech Chodesh Al Mitzrayim Asher Lo Yoda Es Yosef. Who is the Melech Mitzrayim Asher the Melech Chodesh? It was the baby that was born, Yom who led us as Paro. Pashpsha Yom who led us as Paro was Paro was 50 years old. Paro had a 50-year-old birthday party. Maybe he was 75 years old. Whatever it was, that's the Pashpsha. That's what we've been told when we were children. But the Chizkuni says it does not mean that it was the Paro's birthday party. It means that Paro on that very day had a Bechor. It was born to him his firstborn child, and they made a big party. And that Bechor ultimately became the new Paro, the Melech Chodosh Asher Lo Yoda as Yosef. Why was he Lo Yoda as Yosef? Because the mazel, the day that you're born, there's a mazel, and on that day Yosef was forgotten. When they pulled out the history books, they looked back on the day that Paro was born. There was a person that should have been remembered. Yosef should have been remembered, and they knew about this because 2 years later the Sar HaMashkim revealed to his father about what happened, that he was supposed to remember Yosef on that very day, but he was forgotten. So Paro said, once I forgot him, the day that I was born, I was forgotten, it's my mazel that this man Yosef should not be part of my life. He should be forgotten. So, yeah.
I saw something. The Medrash that you just mentioned, that 2 years were added.
Yeah.
It says twice Vizkartan.
Vizkartan, yeah.
So they once asked Reb Chaim, once asked Reb Shimon.
Yeah.
Said
Reb Shimon who? Reb Shimon Shkop.
What would have happened if he would have only said 1 year?
Immediately.
One time.
Yeah.
Vizkartani.
Immediately.
Not twice.
You immediately been reinstated.
So Reb Shimon said he would have only been reinstated one year later.
No.
So Reb Chaim said no. One Vizkartani
is Ashtadlos. Immediately.
He says
twice. The Skalg in the love is Akol. Right. That's Pashit.
That's from Reb Chaim.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Now we have, there's another very popular medrash. This is the very powerful Limud HaMusar. Don't talk too much. The more you talk, the more trouble. And the Chazal connect this into Chana. Chana was mispalel intensely for a child, and then she went a bit too far by saying that Hashem, if you'll give me a child, I'll give him over to you. He'll be shol to Hashem ad olam. I will lend him to you, Hashem, forever. In other words, I'm going to send him off to the Beis Hamikdash, to Eli HaKohen for training, and he'll serve in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Mishkan, Shiloh. He'll serve there ad olam. What does olam mean in Chazal's vocabulary? Olam shel yovel. Every time it says in the word olam in the Torah, it means yovel, 50 years. How old was Shmuel when he died? 52 years old. The first 2 years he was not yet lent to the Mishkan, because he still needed the mother. Ani Gamal, he needed to be weaned from his mother for the first 2 years. She had to take care of him. So then she sent him off. If, according to Chazal, the spooky Chazal, if Chana would not have said those words, he shall tiu ad olam, he would have lived a lot longer. He would have lived until 70, 100, 200 years, whatever it is. The fact that she said ad olam, that caused him to, it was mimayit in his life. Chazal says, and here you learn, be very careful what you say. Be very careful what you pray for. Hashem might actually give it to you. So think very carefully. If you're saying words, powerful words, and especially Chana and her Madrega, standing before the Beis HaMikdash and before the Mishkan, and from Chana we learn the source of the Koyach HaTzila, her lips were murmuring, the Koyel did not come forth, it was just quiet. We learn every single person for all these generations, Davins, Shemona Esrei, quietly, we learn from her. You can imagine how holy she was, and because she added these extra words, it was to her detriment. It was ach lemosar udvar sefasim ach lemosar lemachzor lemachzor. It caused her son to die prematurely.
That's only in Russia, only because the Gemara Kedushin said the Olama Emtavot, right?
Olama shall
means if it didn't say Olama,
it would be forever and ever. It goes forever. Okay.
Otherwise, not.
Okay, the other
means forever.
The other person that Chazal connect this Yisod Udvar Sifosayim Ach L'machzor, be careful what you say, too much can be no good, was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu Shlachno B'yat Tishloch. He begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu too much that Hein B'nei Yisrael Lo Yishmu Elai V'eich Yishmeni Faro, because Moshe Rabbeinu was marred too much in his humility that he's not right to serve as leader of the Klal Yisrael. He lost that in many ways. Number one, he was smitten with tsaras. When he did, he was choshed b'ksherim. They're not going to listen to me. And Hashem says they will listen to you. Moshe was smitten with tsaras immediately when he did the signs, the oisos. And furthermore, Aaron, the nevuah, was sheer. Now we don't know what this means. What's the difference between the nevuah being shared and the nevuah not being shared? But basically he had a partner. The partner was Aaron HaKohen, was an equal partner with Moshe Rabbeinu in taking Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, and they both of them together shared the Hashua Sashchina. That's what says the Chazal. So what's so terrible? Ner Liacha, Ner Lemea. So obviously we don't know what it's all about. We have no understanding of what it means, Hashua Sashchina and nevuah. But this Chazal interpret was to the detriment of Moshe Rabbeinu. I'll read you the words over here. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shlach no biat tishlach halay arm, because he said Shlach no v'cheinat motzi b'Moshe b'tchila hoya roi le'oseis kol hanisim al yodoy. All the miracles could have been done only through Moshe Rabbeinu, and that would have been a very great benefit for Moshe Rabbeinu. The al yideisha, because Moshe Rabbeinu said Shlach no biat tishlach ne'mar lo, Hashem said to Moshe haloi aron ochicha halevi yodati ki davor yidaber hu shenishtatev aron asiyas anisim, and therefore Moshe lost out. The Nisim were not done entirely through his koyach. Maybe what Chazal means to say is that it would have been a much better Kiddush Hashem now that Moshe is doing some, Aaron's doing some, so Paro doesn't have the same appreciation of the Yad Hashem. When you see that other people can do the same thing, you don't hold that person to the same degree of respect that you would hold them otherwise. So it could very well be that Moshe's koyach in his influence over Bnei Yisrael and over Mitzrayim was diminished because Moshe Rabbeinu was not the only one that was actually doing the Nisim. Had Moshe Rabbeinu been the only one doing the Nisim, it would have been a greater appreciation that it's mamish to the Yad Hashem, and he would have succeeded. Maybe the Yitzias Mitzrayim would have had more of a toikif, more of a power, and we would have not have gone into Golus. Things, history would have played out a little bit differently. So therefore, Chazal warn us, Udvar Sifasayim Ach L'machzar, quit while you are ahead. Moshe Rabbeinu. So this fits what we just said.
Thing, right.
Very good. So this mamish fits. Had Moshe Rabbeinu been the only one, the whole thing would have been different. And what was the downfall? He spoke too much. Shlach no biat tishlach, that was the downfall. He brought someone else into the equation, and that changed everything. And it was not for the benefit, the ultimate benefit of Klal Yisrael. Okay, let's go to Apostle Chav Dalet. Ateres Chachamim Ashram. The crown of the wise is their wealth. But we'll see here in a moment, the wealth over here does not mean necessarily money. It means Torah. Wealth in the Torah. I just saw yesterday a story, very interesting story from Rav Steinman, Shlita. He said someone, there was a couple that had a quarrel. They wanted to buy a car, a new car, a car. So the wife wanted to buy a jalopy. No one should get jealous. It's Eretz Yisrael. Everyone, they're very, the community they live, they're very, very poor. You don't want to stand out like a sore thumb. And the husband, no, he had the money, he had a bracha, he wanted to buy a nice American car in Eretz Yisrael, park in front of his apartment. That's what he wanted. So the wife took him to a Din Torah. The wife took him to Rav Steinman. She said to Rav Steinman, I don't want to get a new car. Everyone in the neighborhood will get jealous. So Rav Steinman said, let me speak to your husband. The husband, he sits down, so he says, let me ask, are you a Bucky in Shas and Paiskim? So he said, no, I'm not. And he was a Kol Yungaman. The husband was a Kol Yungaman, to make matters worse. So he said, no, I'm not. Are you a Baki in at least one Seder in Shas? In Zakin, Noshim, Noyed? So he was embarrassed. No. You Baki in one Mesechta? No. Is there at least a sugya that you're familiar with? I can test you. I can test you on a sugya in Shas. You're sitting in Kolo. So he answered in the negative. No. So if Steinman says, if that's the case, you can buy a nice car. Go ahead, buy any car you want. I guarantee you, no one will be jealous of you. If you're not Moritz, and you have Steinman's mind, jealousy only comes from Torah. If you're not Moritz, there's nothing to be jealous of. If you're a Talmud Chacham, and you have a nice car, then they'll be jealous.
Pretty good. They once asked the Stipler.
Yeah.
He says that Sadekois is,
yes,
good for Ashiris.
So how is your Ashiris?
Why aren't you...
The Kehilas Yaakov. My Svarim. My Svarim.
No, he said, my son.
My child. That's the ultimate beautiful. My son is the ultimate Ashiris. There are Minhagim. I thought it was a joke, but it's not a joke, that on Simchas Torah, people pick up their little children and they do the Nanuim. The first 7 days of Sukkot, you do Nanuim with your Lulav and Esrog. And on Shmini and Simchas Torah, pick up your child. Go up and down this way, this way. Usmach them lefnei Hashem elokeichem. Ulekachem b'yomishim pre-eitzon. What are the ultimate peros? The ultimate peros a person has in this world are his children. And the children is what gives you simcha, yiddish and achas. Usmach them. So on Shmini Atzeres, you take your children and you do the mice. Usmach them. Look, when Moshe Rabbeinu, when he inaugurated the Levim into the service, he waved them. He picked them up. That's what he doesn't tell you. He waved them. He did not know him with the Levim. I don't know. We don't know. Chazal, question, how can you go wave every single Levi? There must have been some very heavy Levim also. Not everyone was underweight.
Moshe Rabbeinu was big.
Okay, whatever it was. Derech Neis. It has to be some technique, some modern technique. Okay, let's go further. Okay, but the pasuk. Let's see the pasuk Adal. Ateres chacham asham ivelas kesilim ivelas. A very interesting pasuk. The same word is used twice, but it's used. After, how do you translate it? The foolishness of a fool is his foolishness, is his folly. Let's see the mitzvah pasuk of Dalit. Asham, the crown of the wise is their wealth. Im matzu oisher ma'ateres osam. If they come across wealth, it is a crown for them. Ki yuk, I think it's yuchal. Yukar, it's recognizable. Yukar lakol tif artam unedivos libam besitam levyonim de hamachzor. What they need uveponim yafos. A chacham knows how to spend his money. This is a very powerful wise. It's a very powerful. So according to the mitzvah, the main interpretation of this pasuk, the mitzvah is telling us that indeed it means money here. Osher literally means wealth, and a wise man knows how to spend his money wisely, and it becomes a crown, a pride, a joy. It is a glory. It is a legacy for the wise man. Look what he did with his money. Look at the things he needed. Tremendous siyata d'shmaya. Where to spend the money? How to spend the money? And you know, it's a very. You look at different wealthy people out there, and some succeed in using their money in a way that's dignified, and some, unfortunately, looking back, they you see that the money was not spent wisely. Further, but iveles rotzalaymar, the passage concludes in the mitzudos rotzalaymar b'maisei valtam, through the deeds of the foolish people, yukar hu iveles hatzmuna b'libam, it can be seen the foolishness that is in their heart, ki balvur heyos kol masem iveles, due to the fact that their deeds are foolish, nira mizeh ki yesh od harbe iveles to kua belibam, they're even worse than you think. V'yigula ba'esa hazdamin, and it will be revealed at the time Hashem, at the time that Hashem sees fit to reveal what a fool they are. When a person does something foolish, until now you don't know, he seems like a normal guy, a good guy, an average person, and then he does something very foolish. Now you realize, this person, watch out. He be'etzem is a shaita to the iceberg, and therefore stay far away. A foolish person, nothing good ever comes from foolish people. He stay far away. The foolishness, the deeds. So according to the parish of the Mitzudos, the word yivelis here is used two different ways. One is using it as an action, as a verb, and then it's being used as a noun or as an adjective. Yivelis kisilim, the foolish deeds. Their actions, their foolish actions, iveles is an indication, is a revelation that they are people, they are foolish people. And lamai nafkamina, stay far away. Don't go into business with them, don't associate with them, don't be mashanich with them. One thing leads to another. Their foolish deeds reveals their degree of foolishness. Rashi says very short, ateres chachamim asham shem ashirim b'toira. Rashi does not want to learn the word asham means wealth in money, like the Mitzudas, but rather wants to learn it means in Torah. Iveles kisilim iveles, kilkolosan shel kisilim, the foolishness of the corruptness of the fools. He ho iveles shenis atzel min hachochma. Okay, I'm not exactly sure the depth of Rashi, but the kilkol, the foolish ways of the fool is foolishness.
Shenis atzel
away from Torah. Shenis atzel. The one who went away from Torah. It shows that they don't value Torah. From their corrupt ways, we can get an insight into their hanhaga. They're not machshiv Torah. Very frightening thing. I saw in that same sefer, someone went to, I think it was Rav Steinman maybe, and he bitterly complained to him that he's a very big Talmud Chacham. He's a very big Talmud Chacham. He did everything right, and his children did not turn out the way he liked. They didn't turn out to be the Bnei Torah that he wanted. And his next door neighbor is an Am Haaretz Daraisa, and his children are Mitsuyanim. So where did he go wrong? He did everything right. He went to all the... What? He did everything right. So I think it's Rav Steinman, if I'm not mistaken, he said to him that, I don't know how he knew he could say this in Ruach HaKodesh, or maybe the story is not true, or maybe there are some facts that are missing, but the message is a very powerful message. He says, I'll tell you the difference. When you come Friday night, but you sit by the Shabbos table, and you sit with your family, the Bnei Torah, and they talk about the Gedolim. They talk about the news. This week in the news, one of the Gedolim, he made the following statement, and it was a mice that happened. Or in the yeshiva, they talk about politics in yeshiva. He made litzanis of this Rashiva, of this Rebbe, and this Rebbe. He didn't make litzanis mamish. You have a respect for Talmidei, but you lighten the chashivas of the Gedola Yisrael and the Rabbanim more than you should have, because unfortunately you know too much. You know too much. You sit alone in the hall all day. You're involved with these people, and you don't like everything that you see. It bothers you, so it comes out a bitterness. Your next door neighbor is the Amoritz Derais. He doesn't know from nothing. He doesn't never walked into yeshiva. He doesn't know. But he, in theory, a Rav, Talmud Chacham, a Rashiva, you have their cheretz for. So when he spoke to his children, he spoke about the Gedola Yisrael with the greatest awe and reverence. So that rubbed off on their children. That's why they grew up to want to become Talmidei Chachamim. You, who look down at Talmidei Chachamim because unfortunately you know too much, and the nesayin for you is that much greater because you see all their flaws and all their things, it rubbed off on your children, and they walked away from Shabbos, or walked away from your home. It's not kedai to be a Talmud Chacham. It's a very scary, it's a very powerful, scary idea. to some degree that's alluded to over here. And what he says, Ivelis Kasil Nivelis, the foolishness, the kilkul of the Kasil, the kilkulasan shel kasilim, he ho Ivelis, it caused Shenisat Selmin HaChochma. It caused not just himself, but it rubs off on the next generation to be Nisat Selmin HaChochma because of the foolish things he, the attitude he had. Keep your comments to yourself. No one is perfect, and it's a very big nisayon. Baruch Hashem, we live in a generation that's one of the biggest nisayons of this generation today. Everyone today is a Talmud Chacham. Everyone knows everything. It's not like it was years ago, and we're very, very swift to pass judgment, on every little tenua of our rabbanim and our leaders. And okay, there has to be transparency and accountability, but you know there has to be a proper balance. And unfortunately, we err, I think, too much on the side of being much too critical than we actually should. Yeah.
Simcha told me once.
Simcha Wasserman.
Yeah. He said that there's one of the history books that are used. Everybody holds by it, all the Gedolim.
Yeah.
Said Rabbi Yochanan kept it in a drawer. So he said he once asked him, why do you keep it in a drawer?
Yeah.
He said, because there's one place that he puts down Gedolim Yisrael. In one place over there, I cannot keep it out.
Uh-huh. Powerful. Okay. Now the other pshat in the pasuk, which is a very simple pshat, is that like Yaakov Avinu returned for pachim ketanim. He put himself in danger to return. Vayivoser Yaakov levado al tikri levado ela lekado. Why would Yaakov Avinu go back to retrieve 5 cents to get back 5 cent deposit on the plastic on the soda bottles? The answer is because he worked. It was earned with honesty. Not everyone can say about their parnasa that every penny that I earn was 100% honest. There are always ways and techniques to cut corners, and it's a very big nisayon. I know I have a friend who's a lawyer, and he works in a big firm, and he says the environment in the firm is to bill. And all these techniques, double billing. If you have two clients, and the two clients need exactly the same thing, and you work 1 hour, and you just make a carbon copy. So you're charging. You work for a big firm. You're charging $800. They bill you out. They bill out the associate at $800 an hour. And you're under enormous pressure to make partner to show 3,000 hours a year. And you know, the enormous pressure and get the bonus and all of these things, and there are certain techniques which are under the table which everyone is doing, and they're highly unethical, and it's very, very big nisayon. This is just the tip of the iceberg. That's just one example. So when it comes to chachamim, the chachamim over here referring to talmidei chachamim, that's an assumption. They don't take advantage of any hanky panky. I'll just tell you a mashal. I'll tell you something. A story happened with me. We need a part at home. We had something with some damage, and we need something. So we found a website where they make this exact part. So I gave it to a contractor, a professional, to order it, because I can't do this. So he emails me back the correspondence he had with the company. The correspondence was that. I'm a contractor. I need 70 of these things. 70. And I just want one sample for the approval of the architect.
Wow.
So can you send me over a sample, and we'll pay you whatever. We'll pay you, give me a sample. So I was horrified. I said, my father's a rabbi. My father would never, ever, this is against everything that my father stands for, and you can't do this. Who asked you to do this? Where is this coming from? If it costs too much money, so we won't get it. We won't get it, we'll get a cheap model. Or if we have to pay, if it's necessary, we'll get it. Who asked you to do this? What kind of business, what kind of crazy thing is this? And by him, this is a way of life. He's not Jewish. This is, you know, you always, whatever you can do, there are always techniques and tricks. Talmidei Chachamim don't go for this. And therefore, every penny that they have is with sacrifice. It's pain. It's like it says in the beginning, "B'chol etzev yihiyeh moisar." In the previous pasuk, it came with pain, with sacrifice, with mesiras nefesh to go against the tide, and therefore their ashram, their wealth. Wealth doesn't necessarily here mean $1 million. It means $5. It means $3. It is a crown. It is their crown jewel. Every penny they have in their life came with integrity, with honesty, with ethics, no corruption. It's a crown for them. Ateres Chachamim, the crown of the Chachamim is Ashram. It's an amazing thing. It doesn't say the Ateres Chachamim is Shas and Poiskim, to get up in front of the world and make a Siyam HaShas. That's not the Ateres. It's the $5 they earned that was earned honestly and ethically. That is their crown. Like I told you, in the Nusach of the Matzeva, the best thing you can write on a Matzeva is Nen Miyegiyas Kapa. And also with MS, and there are other different schools, to mean the person earned an honest living, supported himself honestly. What more can you possibly write on a person's matseva? Well, that's the thing. The last thing that we say in Yom Kippurim and Nila, Laman Nechtal Neoshek Yodeinu. That is the crown jewel. That is the climax of the Yom HaKippurim, the Aser Simei Tshuva, to be spared from Gezel. The crown of Chachamim is their wealth. And Ivelis Kasil Mivelis, the foolish conduct of the Kasil, is a revelation of what a fool he really is. Alright, let's see over here. There's just one Maim HaChazal. Everyone quotes as well as the two places, the Marsech the Sota, that when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, when he died, Batlu, he is the Mashal. Why is he the Mashal? I don't know. I have to go and look at the Gemara. But Batlu Atreis Chochma Mishemes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Shehaya Oshir. He was a very wealthy man. Batlu Atreis Chochma Shehoesher Mechabes Chachavim Shnema. He was an example. So when you learn read the Haggadah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Haredi ben Shimon Shnei Lezchi Shetiyami Yitzias Shaim Balelos Anshdos ben Zoyma. He was a living example in Chazal's eyes of Ateres Chachamim Oshem, a wealthy individual who used all of his money for the good, in a dignified way, to support Talmidei Chachamim, to give money to Tzedakah, B'Ayim, B'Panim Yafes, as what the Mitsudo says. And the Mitsudo is really drawing from the Gemara in Sota, that the crown of a Chacham is the way he spends his money. He spends it in a dignified way.
Yeah. Elazar ben Azariah was 18, and they wanted him to become a Rosh Hashiva.
And his wife told him, his wife said to him, "No way, you can't because you don't have a wife. I have no respect for you. Why? If I have no respect for you."
Yeah, and she danced him all night till he got great the next morning.
Okay, women, they control the world. That's how it is.
Talking about Shmuel HaNavi,
yeah.
One of the Sfarim says, what does he say? Hare Anikad and Shiv Neshama. He was 18,
yeah.
And he had the Neshama of Shmuel HaNavi.
Aha, these are Ramami Panos. Okay, these are spooky stuff.
Rabbi Yada says that there's a pushed reason, because as a Rosh Yeshiva, his Aina was less than before.
Ah, right.
Because he had permission.
You have to have permission in Hanami. Very good. All right, let's go to... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pasik, you're not even allowed to. These are halachas. You're not to... That's what Lavan... It's a very bizarre thing. Lavan, what did Lavan demand? Demand from Yaakov Avinu, in Ta'an Espinosai. Don't deny them. What the mechuyev to honor? I mean, it is an amazing insight. Lavan, from all the things that he would say to Yaakov Avinu, that's what he was. That was his priority. That's an amazing insight into the care a father has for their daughters, even Lavan Harami. Pasik Chaf Hey. Matzil nefashos aid ms v'yafiach kizavim mirba. The Mitzuda says that we should take the word matzil. It's a very, very strange pshat. He says we should take the word matzil and repeat it. Repeat it a second time into the pasuk, which then basically means matzil nefashos aid ms. A witness comes to court and testifies truthfully, and by doing so, he will save an innocent person. Person, whatever the situation is, a person is on death row. He needs someone to come along and save him. And through his testimony. And likewise, a kazav means a liar, Yofiach, read the words backwards, through his testimony. Yofiach is another word for speech. We blow air through his speech of lies. He'll testify falsely. Add the word matzil. By doing so, he will also save Nirma, people just like him. Liars, criminals. A criminal deserves to die. He's on death row. Witnesses already testified that he, Reuven, killed Shimon. Reuven deserves to die. In walks a liar. And he says, I'm testifying that it wasn't Reuven that killed Shimon, it was someone else that killed Shimon. Or Reuven was Imanu Hayisem. How can the witnesses testify that it happened? Imanu Hayisem. He'll do something, he'll testify falsely in court in order to save the criminal. So Zelu Mazeh. We have a person that's an honest person will use his Koyach HaDibur to save someone's life, and a Kozav will use Koyach HaDibur to save a criminal. Let's see Pasuk Chaf Hei in the Mitzvah Matzil. Eid Emes, a true witness who Matzil Nefashos. Why? Ki im Yoy Laharuk or Tzeach, because if he would testify to if someone would testify to kill the rotzeach, oz yatzil miyodoy nefoshos bnei adam.
Then he'll save other people.
You'll testify to execute the rotzeach. So you're removing from society a danger. A dangerous person has been removed from society. How often do we hear in the news a terrible thing happens, and they always say he was in jail. This person was in jail 100 times. He served time. So what is he doing on the streets? What are they doing on the streets? So if the person would have been locked up and would have been executed, then it would be, but if you're going to testify, then you're going to save the nidon, means
the accused,
and you don't want to do that. If you will testify,
to pater him, then you're saving his life. That's it. There are two ways to save the lives. Either you save the life by killing the rotzeach, removing the danger from society, or you're saving this guy's life by saying he's not guilty.
And that's false. To save an innocent person. To save an innocent person. A person is meant to be killed for no reason. If you'll testify, you'll save him from death. But on the other end, the Yofiach, now here's the difficult part of the pasuk according to the Mitzudos, Hamedaber Kezavim, a person who speaks lies. So the word Yofiach means Dibur. Kezavim, Kezav is a lie. Matzil, notice that the Mitzudos adds into the pasuk the word Matzil a second time, matzil b'chzavav, through his lies, es ish mirma. He translates mirma as a noun, a person who is a deceitful person. He saves him, ki misayeh lo be'eduso, he assists him in his testimony, through his testimony to save him from being killed. So this is, we're dealing with two different types of people. Let's see the Rashi, Pasuk Chafei, there is no Rashi. Okay, I do not have any here. I didn't come across any midrash. Let's go to pasuk. Next pasuk, Biyiras Hashem. Now we return to a theme which has been presented so many times in Sefer Mishlei. Biyiras Hashem Miftachos. To Yiras Hashem, a person creates for himself a stronghold, a mighty Miftach, which in this context means he has zuchusim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will guard him, will protect him, he'll be strong, and not only that, he'll leave over a Yerusha to his children. The greatest Yerusha that a parent can leave to his children are zuchusim. It's an amazing idea. You leave off, even though we have a principle of loyumsu avos alban bam loyumsu al avos, but there is some concept where a person lives in the zuchus avos, and ulabanav yihye machse, for his children the zuchusim that he has created in this world through his expressions of yirah shemayim will be a machse, protection, refuge. It will be a sort of shelter for his children to to use after this person passes. Let's put a little pasuk avav. Biyiras Hashem, halichay sadam biyiras Hashem. The path of man through fearing Hashem, hilo miftach os, will be for that individual a mighty stronghold. He'll be protected. Hashem will protect him. We say in Shemoneh Esrei every single day. We don't underestimate the koyach of these words. Melech ozer Moshiach umagein. Hashem protects us. We don't realize if only we've come. We've been in another place at the wrong time. Just 1 minute later, we've come to a certain place. Or 1 minute before, the whole world would, things would have been different. We could have been in a very great danger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the person in ways we have no knowledge. And many of these things that Hashem protects us, Chazal tell us, come because Hashem is watching us, because we are Yarei Shamayim. Miftachos v'gam lebonav. Here is the incredible chiddush for his children. Yiyeh michse lechasayis betzel zuchus. It will be a source of shelter to take shelter in the shadow of the merit of the Father. Rashi, Chavav, B'yiras Hashem Yiftach Os, Nemar B'Avram, Rashi jumps to the Medrash, Ki Ato Yodati, Ki Yirei Lekem Ato, V'lechasach Tzbinchas Yedichitcha, V'yiftichu Ki Yivorecha V'orechecha. This is the Akedah. The conclusion of the Akedah is, I know that you are Yirei Hashem, Ki Yivorecha V'orecha V'harbe Ezzaracha K'chol Hayom. I will increase your offspring. So we see there's a correlation between Yirei Shemayim and the subsequent generations will live off the merits of Yirei Shemayim. U'lubonav Yehiyehu, it will be Machseh, She Yichosu V'yischabei B'tzel Zuchuso, a child will seek shelter and hide in the shadow of the merits of his ancestors, which with of the schusim, specifically expressions of Yirah Shamayim. Okay, let's go to Pasik Yuchav Zayin. Yiras Hashem Mekor Chayim. Yiras Hashem is a source of life. Lo Sur B'Mokshei Moves. Yiras Shemayim gives the person the strength to turn away from the snares of death. Mitzudos Chav Zayin Mekor Yiras Shemayim Mekor Hanoivei Chayim. It's a source, like a wellspring of life. Ki Hayira Tasir Lo Sur B'Mokshei Moves. Yiras Shemayim, it gives a person strength to turn away from the trappings of death. Heim avoinois upeshoim. What are the mokshei moves? Sins. A person is always confronted with nisyonos, and if a person has Yiras Shemayim, he will be able to overcome the nisyonos, the snares that lead to a person's death in the next world. Rashi, Pasik Chof Zayin, there no. Is none. Pasuk of Ches. Here is the famous pasuk. But the way Rashi and the Mitzvah is translated is very different than I think what we would expect. Berov Om Hadras Melech. The Efes Laom. The second half of the pasuk is very difficult. Efes Laom means zero, right? In modern Hebrew, Efes means zilch, zero. Efes Laom means when you don't Om as a nation, when you're lacking. When you're lacking, so Efes corresponds to Rav. Instead of there being Rav, there is zero. And instead of Om, we have a new word called Om, two different words which mean a nation, which I'm not really sure what the connotation is, the difference of these two words. What?
Just means Ummah, like the word
Ummah. Ummah, okay, but we have also we have Am, a nation, two different words, Om and Om. With the Efes, one nation will be greater than the other. Why? How does Om, what is the connotation of the word Om versus the word Am? Om, a nation. There are two different words, which mean in our vocabulary, come out the same thing. I have no doubt that there is a different there are nuance which has a different meaning. But let's leave with that for now. Nechitas Rozon. Now, Rozon means simply a leader. Roznim. Roznim has Zinu Rozen and Shoftim, listen to a leader. Or Rozon also can mean famine, something that's lacking. Okay, we'll see Rashi in a moment. Oh, Lerozon, or famine. Okay, so either means a leader or means famine. Two different translations. Mechitas means terror. Chita is terror. The terror of a leader. So let's see what this means in the Mitzudos. One thing at a time. Mitzudos says, Chavches, Berovam, Hadras Melech. Hadras Melech. So right away he takes the words backwards. Likes to do that. Always take an expression and translate the words in English backwards. Hadras Melech, the splendor of the king. Nira Bavur Roy Fa'am Asherito can be seen through the abundance of people which are with him.
He has an entourage.
With him. Entourage. So you look at the entourage, and that is a revelation of the Hadar, the beauty of the Melech. So when you have a large shul, and there are many people davening in the shul, so that is a hodor to the Melech. That is a revelation that the king is a very great king because there are so many people that are associated with the king. Okay, that's not the way I think we look at it. Most people look at it is that when you're davening, when you want to do a mitzvah, the more people that do the mitzvah,
the more the merrier.
The greater the mitzvah is, the more beautiful the mitzvah is, the more honor you're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is that the same thing as what the Metzudos just said? Yes and no. Because from the Metzudos, it's from the perspective of an outsider. I think we always associate, we're insiders. So we always look at this concept, Barov Am Hadras Melech, as an insider. I'm coming to shul, no one's watching. There are no television crews outside with their antennas all the way in the sky broadcasting what's happening in shul to the world. It's a private event. It's between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to give cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's much nicer if all of the little shuls, we have an Ashka minion, we have an early minion, we have a late minion, we have a children's minion, we have a women's minion. We want them all to come together. We want them all to come together. Boy, am I going to get in trouble, right? We want them all to come together in one room, into one shul, because we want to do the service, we want to enhance service, Barov Am Hadras Melech. That's how I think we translate. But it's not what the Metzudos said. The Metzudos basically is focusing on the perspective of an outsider. Someone is passing by and they see there are a lot of people all gathered together. Wow, it must be that whoever is the center of this event is a very chashuv person, a very very distinguished person, because there are so many people. It's the same idea, but from whose perspective? It's just a different perspective. Okay, then he goes on to say, here's the hard part. What happens if you don't have a large group present? You have to compensate. The kavod must always be the same. So what that means is the people have to intensify their service. If you have 100 people, then everyone can just be mechavin a little bit, because the cumulative kavana of 100 people will equal the kavana of one person that's concentrating 100%. But if you don't have 100 people, all you have of 10 people, then each of the 10 people must concentrate 10 times more in order that the melech should have the hodar that he deserves. It's a whole different, the hodar is going to be the same. We have to compensate. It is not going to be but it's not so quality versus quantity. You have to have both. There has to be a certain quality. That quality can be achieved through a quantity of many people. But if you don't have that quantity, then the few people that are left have to intensify their kavana to make up. Because the hadar, the beauty, the cover you give to the Baruch Hu must, when the day is over, be the same. That's what it says. The Metzudos, very strange shot. So then the Hodor appears. Baneh Sheharoznim. Who are the Roznim? Roznim means the leaders. And the leader here is a borrowed term. It means the few people. When there are only a few people, everyone's a leader. When you have 1,000 people, there's only one leader. But you only have one person with 5 people, then each one becomes a leader. Oz Haroznim Yechatu. So Yechatu means they shall make themselves afraid. They shall, in this context, it means they shall intensify their efforts. Yichatu, the yichadu mipanav, they should become afraid and be terrorized mipanav before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does this mean exactly? Ulamashal, loymar, hadras makom hu kisharabim oisim es ha-mitzvah. Like we said before, when many people do a mitzvah, v'yim mu'atim hema, there are only a few people doing the mitzvah, im yasu b'yeser se'es uvikavana, if the few people will do with greater intensification, ritsuyahem hamaha, it will be ritsuyahem hamahadrim es hamakom, it will be acceptable before HaKadosh Baruch Hu the makom, this expression of hodar. Okay, so we go back to the pasuk uve efes laom, and when the nation is deficient, when it's lacking, then michitas razon, the leaders who are the leftover people, who are, it's a borrowed term, the razon maybe means the scarcity. The few people that are left over, well, the Mitzudas himself and the Mitzudas Sion translates the word result to being the leader. In this context, we have to say it means the few people who are left over, which are all now going to be called the Razon, Mechitas, they have to intensify their efforts. Mechitas literally means to become afraid, but here in this context, it means the Mitzudas be Mechavin, and do it Lieser says to compensate for the fact that we're missing the Rav Am. Okay, so this is the interpretation of the Mitzudas. He's really elaborating. There's a lot of things he's adding, a lot into the pasuk that it does not say. Rashi has a whole different twist on the pasuk. Rav Am, Shat Tzibur, Rav, according to Rashi, means when the Tzibur is great. Nothing to do with anything that we're familiar with. Rav Am does not mean quantity. It means quality. If you have Klal Yisrael, you have 1 million people, 6 million people, 10 million people in Klal Yisrael, and they're all Rav. They're all on a madrega of greatness. They're all oisim ritzoinah shel makom, kishat sibur zakoim. That's hadras hakodesh baruch hu. When the people are great, Hashem is very satisfied. But if chas v'shalom, efes laom, if the nation is not with the program, the nation is not shomer Torah mitzvos, then mechitas razon. Chisaror uveves laom kasheinam devekim bo mechitas razon chisaron roz nuso who it is the lack of his authority, of his leadership. Now, what does that mean? What do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives away his authority. So mechitas, according to number one, means to give away. Rashi is translating mechitas to be diminished. Similar to the word we had above, lemachzor, back in Pasuk Chav Gimel. Hashem gives away razon. Razon here means his authority. He allows the umos ha'olam to prevail, to succeed, and to subjugate the Jewish people. And it appears that their gods, make-believe, it appears Hashem has given his authority to their gods, to the naked eye, who doesn't understand what's really happening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry and is punishing us by letting the Goyim become great. It appears that their gods have power. Chisaron raznusohu. It is a lack of Hashem's authority. Kaviyachol, it appears, to a person who does not know what's happening under the hood, no say nichvoidoi, Hashem is giving from his honor, le'elohei nechar, to strange gods, umashlit es ha'umos albanov, and thereby allows the umos to dominate, to have authority, sovereignty over his children. So Berovam, according to Rashi, when the nation is great, they're doing with soina shel makom, they are begeder rov, great people, hadras melech, Hashem is pleased. But if chas v'shalom efes laom, his people are not being mekayim the mitzvos, mechitas razon, his authority is diminished. His razon is diminished, it's given away to the umos ha'olam, they rise to power and they subjugate his people. Yes.
Rav Am Hadras Melech, if you have 10 million Jews doing some Hadras Melech, Be'efes L'om, but they're not united as a nation, is Mechitas Razon.
How you translate Mechitas Razon, your interpretation?
In a negative sense, that it's not worth anything. If you can have a million people coming out and saying, you know,
the individuals,
the government is no good.
Beautiful shot.
If you're not doing it as an army,
beautiful.
It's an album. What do you think?
It's an album says?
The album says basically the difference between he darshans the word Om as opposed to Goy.
Yeah.
He says you can have a nation of people. I mean, they're just a mob scene,
a group
of people. But if you have an army of people who are unified, under, you know, that the king, the Melech, was able to unify them as common purpose.
Purpose.
Rav Am is
purpose. So in Om, you want to say, Om Oma, Oma is they're unified. But he's saying a beautiful shot, he's putting the two together. That you could have many people doing something, but if it's not going to be as a nation and a unified voice coming together, it's not worth anything. It has to be. Das miyuchet.
Yeah. The roiznim heim sorei ha'itza v'yesh hevdel be roizim v'yayetz.
There's a rozen and a yoyetz. Different types of leader.
Like a government official, and a yoyetz is just a advisor. Where's this, the Malbim?
Yeah.
Yes.
Musar Chashma.
Beautiful. What?
The Malbim.
You're an anical.
He was a wiser. No, he really was. I really am.
Okay, the medrash here, this is a popular medrash. It's not a medrash, it's a gemara. The gemara says, Barov am hadras melech, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll read you the words, the Omer Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Borei Shivcha Shugudlos Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sh'afal Pi Sh'yesh Lefonov, Elef Alofim V'ribe Rivavos Kita Shel Malachei HaShores. Hashem is unlimited number of angels in Shemayim, Sh'yesh Rasu V'yishabchu, Eino Reitze B'Shivchon Shal Kulam, it's meaningless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eloh, B'Shivchon Shel Yisrael, Shenemar, Berov Om Hadras Melech Ve'ein Om Elo Yisroel Shenemer Am Zu Yotzarti Li Tilasi Yisaper B'Shul Shagidu Shifri V'Yolam. So according to the Medrash, the Medrash over here is Yisroel Berov the Hadras Melech to HaKadosh Baruch Hu only comes through the Om, through Klal Yisrael, in contrast and in rejection of the Malachim. The Malachim are not called the Am. Just going back to what you just said, what I forgot to mention is what you just said is about the nations of the world. We say in Pesukei the Zimra every day, Havu Lashem Mishpechos Amim. So Mepharsh, what is in the families of the nations? It's referring to L'Asa Lavo. The only reason why the nations are united today in this world is because wars and the things which are Shalei L'Shem Shemayim. But L'Asa Lavo, and all of the reasons why people get together and the Umos Olam fall away, the Umos Olam will be nothing more than a bunch of families. You don't call a nation a family. But you call them, they're all united. Like you said, they're all united.
Family of nations.
Okay, but they're united in a purpose. And Ruba the Ruba, the purpose why people come together and form a country, form a nation, they have an agenda. And that agenda is not always in line with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. And when they perceive what Hashem wants from them in this world, there's no reason why these people should band together as a nation. The nation disintegrates. And what are you left with? You're left with collections of families. Havu l'Hashem mishpechos amim. L'asalavo, the nations are not going to be called this nation, that nation. There'll be families. There'll be this family and that family, because in order to bring together a group of people, there has to be a purpose. And a family, usually they have a purpose together. But larger than a family, you need a uniting purpose. And if HaKadosh, and only Klal Yisrael, whose role is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that unites them. But the Umos Olam don't really have any reason to be united. And that's why they will one day turn into Mishpachos Anim. Okay, so this is the Am. Am refers to Klal Yisrael. I know that I'm forgetting something that I just can't remember what I wanted to tell you. Okay, there's another chazal, actually, you know, he has it over here, many memory chazal, but one pile chazal is, this is a halach in the base HaMikdash, the korbanos were offered on the Mizbeach by multiple kohanim. One kohen would bring the head, one would bring one part of the animal, one would bring another part of the animal. The reason why chazal were very marked that there should be multiple kohanim participating in the offering of every single korban, especially the korban al siva, was because of the principle of Berov Am Hadras Melech. Okay, there are the memory chazal that talk about Berov Am Hadras Melech. There were some of the interesting ones I wanted to mention. This is interesting thing about Havdalah Mitzvah Shabbos. Havdalah Mitzvah Shabbos. Tan Rabbanu, Hoy Yoshim Bebeis HaMedrash, Reviu Or Lifneim, Beisham, and they bring Or Lifneim, Beisham, and Beisham, he says, Kol Echod Vi Echod Mevarach Li Atzma. Everyone should make their own bracha. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim, Echod Mevarach Li Kulam, Mishum Shenemar, Berov Om Hadras Melech. So this Gemara touches upon major issue of Berov Am Hadras Melech. It's Berov Am Hadras Melech many times stands in contrast to the inyan of the chavivus of doing a mitzvah yourself. Mitzvah bo yoiser mibishlucha. There's always a greater mitzvah in doing it yourself than having someone do it on your behalf. But on the other hand, when you do it together and one person makes the bracha and everyone answers, there is Berov Am Hadras Melech. So this is the main the inyan of doing it yourself also is another getter of hider. His snarl lefan of the mitzvah zekeli vanveyu. Okay, but I don't have any more to say other than throughout Chazal these two concepts are always in conflict, and like everything else in halacha and agada, everything has to have a proper balance. On the one hand, you want to do a mitzvah yourself, mitzvah by Yosef, maybe shluch. On the other hand, it's brave am hadasmel. So we live in a generation today where, in Flatbush, almost all the communities all over the world today, where it's becoming like this to a very large degree. Once you get to a point where you have 30, 40 families in a shul, it's time for a break off minyan. Years ago, there wasn't the derech. Years ago, adarabba, the larger, the more the merrier. You have massive, massive shuls, whole 500 families, 600 families. Even today in communities where until now it was very strong. There's certain communities in West Hempstead, I think it used to be. It's with a lot of shuls where traditionally for the last many, many years they were big, big shuls. There was a very strong sense of community. Even there we see fractures. People are breaking away and making their own minyan. And you can't blame everyone. You can't blame them because there's a big difference. The way we live today, is people are, the chinuch today in one dimension is far superior than it was years ago. Everyone that goes to yeshiva, everyone learns. Everyone knows how to learn. Everyone knows how to daven. Everyone knows how to lane. Everyone wants to have a chelik. I want to be a gabbai. You want to be a macher. You want to go to shul and feel some. You want to participate.
So you do what Krasansky doesn't think that. He had like
8 binyanim. So is that really a mile? So years ago.
You should never let that.
It's years. It's a different.
Two people have yard site.
One yard site. So you go into a shul and so Shabbos have 10 binyanim. Okay. There are many different examples, but as far in the big picture of things today, the style is, the reality is, you don't have big shuls anymore. It's not. You have a big center. You'll have a big center, but in the big center, you'll have maybe a big sanctuary which can hold 500 people, but you're not going to ever fill it up. 50. For an event, you have a speaker, someone that's coming down, a big politician. Even for, you have a big speaker, so you'll fill up the whole shul for an event. But on a regular basis, you'll have an Ashkam minion number one, Ashkam minion number two, an early minion, this minion, that minion. Why? It's not necessarily a chesaron. People today are brought up, they're brought up very well. They have a very great need to participate. Not to be important. I don't think people want the cover, they want aliyah. They want to participate in a meaningful way. They want a lane, they want a daven. You go to shul where there's a professional cantor, he davens every tefillah, every year. You never have an opportunity to participate. If you can daven in Hashkan menu where there are 15 people, you don't have to have, you get a chance. Fantasy Island. You can live out your fantasy. You can daven for the Yomud and you can get after Yoina and you can do whatever you want. Otherwise, you can't do. Is it such a terrible thing? I don't think so. It's such a terrible thing. Years ago, it wasn't like people didn't have the capability. They didn't have. It was a different. It's a different society. On the other hand, everyone is, the old timers are screaming. Berov am hadras melech. Berov am hadras melech. So how do you balance? This is the time, ancient dispute, and it really goes back to this Gemara in Masech the Brachos, or this light. Someone brings in Mitzvah Shabbos light. What is light? It is the beginning of creation. Vayom Elokim Yehi Or. Nice Bereishis. Took place on Sunday night. Mitzvah Shabbos. Adam took the two stones. But it goes back to Vayom Elokim Yehi Or. Vayar Elokim Es Ha'or. Ki toif. Everyone wants what's good. You can't blame a person. Everyone wants what's the best in life. So how do you balance the two? Machlokes in the Gemara. Beis Shammai says, every single person you make your own bari morei ho'esh. You have or, vayar lekim es or ki tov, I want it for myself. I want to make my own bracha. Baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech olam borei morei ho'esh. Beis Hillel says, no! Let one person make the bracha, Berov Am Hadras Melech. So nothing has changed since that Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. This debate of what is better, this debate goes on ad Hayom Hazeh. And obviously, every generation and every situation, every area of halacha has to be evaluated. Where you say, a mitzvah bo yoisa mebishluch, I have a right to participate in a meaningful way in my community service. And on the other hand, there has to be some sense of community. This is the challenge, this is the pasuk, and this Gemara is the Makar, the earliest Makar going back to the beginning of Shas, Mesechta Brachos. That's a very important Gemara, Mesechta Brachos, Taf Nun, Gimel, Amid Aleph, the Machloikis, Bin Beis Shammai, and Beis. Okay, we're going to stop over